أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر له، إن الله بكل شيء عليم. ولئن سألتهم من نزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض من بعد موتها ليقولن الله، قل الحمد لله، بل أكثرهم لا يعقلون. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب، وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين، فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. ليكفروا بما آتيناهم وليتمتعوا فسوف يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. In eyes before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had addressed those that had to make hijrat to Abyssinia, to Al-Habash. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about two important aspects. One was that everyone has to leave this world. So one will be leaving this world whilst you're at home, one leaving this world in the path of Allah. Second is to place their tawakkul and their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like all the other makhluk of Allah Rabbul Izzat had done. Here in these ayat, Allah says, Allahu yabusutu rizqa liman yasha'u min ibadihi wa yaqdiru la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out the provisions, the sustenance for whomsoever He desires from His servants. Wa yaqdiru la, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constrains for Him also. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it very clear that insofar as rozi, insofar as sustenance, rizq is concerned, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constrains or withholds from whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. That is left to the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرُضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out His sustenance, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants abundance of His sustenance to certain people, then they will become arrogant on the land, they will transgress on the land, and hence that is one reason sometimes why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds sustenance from certain people. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept this the system of man, that Allah will grant to some and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds from some. So inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over all things, and this is all in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant barakah because of a person's piety, because of a person's obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But insofar as the sustenance is concerned, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not keep deen the criteria, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't keep kufr the criteria. Many a kafir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted abundance, and many a mu'min and believer Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted abundance. Many a kafir Allah has withheld from, and many a believer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has withheld from. So all that is the priority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if you have to ask them, the polytheist of Makkah Mukarrama, that who had sent down from the skies water, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, and then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had once again revived the earth through it, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا, after it had become dead and dry, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like previously also we discussed, that if you ask them who created the skies and the earth, they will say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask them who sent down the rains, they will say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as far as this is concerned, they believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had done this, but they did not believe that Allah Rabbul Izzat alone, single-handed, could run and manage the entire system of the universe. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the very, very important aspect, like how we see rain comes down, and how we see dead earth become revived once again, becomes livened again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the rain wherever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, and the lands become lush wherever Allah ta'ala desires, And similarly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant sustenance to whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires. Qul alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Wal aktharuhum la yaqilun, but most of them do not understand. They understand this much, that Allah had created the earth. They understand this much, that the rains come down by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this much also they understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the qualities of creating themselves. But at the same time, they do not understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala single-handed, and Allah alone should be worshipped. That much of aql, that much of intelligence they do not have. And in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ, that their minds have been clouded with this material world. Their minds have become so clouded with this material world, they cannot even ponder about the oneness of Allah, the greatness and the kudrat of Allah, that they allude to the fact that Allah has created everything, but they cannot understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone should be worshipped. So Allah says, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ, and the life of this material world is nothing but amusement and play. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, and certainly the abode of the hereafter, that is the real life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if only they knew, if only they had this knowledge with regards to the hereafter, if only they can extend their mind a little bit. Here is the Nabi of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the hereafter, that they deny, that they are questioning. But if only they would ponder a little bit and go further than just the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will be guided and they will understand the unity and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. To this extent, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ, that when they embark on their boats or their ships, دَعُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, and when they are stuck in the middle of the ocean, and when the wind begins to blow furiously, and when the ocean begins to become turbulent, and they realize that there is now no one else to save them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, دَعُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all sincerity, dedicated to Allah Rabbul Izzat. At that time again, they have left the idols, because they know it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be able to save them. But فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings them safely to land once again, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, then they go back to the idols and they ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, and that they make kufr, they become unappreciative of those ni'mas that we had granted them. وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا, and so that they may derive benefit from this material world for a very short time. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, and very soon they will come to know. So here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called man to apply his intelligence, his intellect, knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him, the capacity that Allah has given him, that you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything, but yet you cannot realize that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.